This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 776, Slow Down and Keep Going by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Thursday. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I simply read to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays, usually from blogs and always with permission from the sites. Before we get to today's post, big thanks to Talkspace, the online therapy company that enables you to improve your mental health from anywhere at any time. Get matched with a licensed therapist from over 2,000 choices and message them whenever you need to. No commutes and no judgments. For a special offer just for you, visit talkspace.com/old and use the code old to get $30 off your first month and show your support for the show. Talkspace, it's therapy for how we live today. Today's post is from Anthony Ungaro, who actually narrated his own post right here on the show, a special episode, and the first time we featured his content. That was episode 752 if you want to check it out. But for now, let's hear my narration of his blog as we optimize your life. Slow Down and Keep Going by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. Most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in a lifetime. In the spring of 2013, a massive storm swept through Minneapolis that left thousands of trees ripped from the ground. Roads across the city were blocked by decades-old giants that stood dozens of feet tall. I'd never seen anything like it in the Midwest. That was 1 week before the sale closed on our first house. A week later, on the day of the closing, we picked up the keys to our new home and excitedly drove over to check everything out. At that point, many of the fallen trees in our neighborhood had been chopped into neat piles on the lawn extension in front of the houses. Having a two-car garage at our new house and only one car to put in it had my head swirling around the possibilities of a wood shop in the other half of the garage. I love working with my hands, and the idea of working with wood again felt exciting. So about a block away from our house, we pulled the car over and picked up this giant section of tree trunk. I figured it'd be fun to make something out of it, as it's not exactly easy to get chunks of wood that big on a regular basis. It was half a miracle that I was even able to get it up into the car, and another half miracle that I didn't break my back in the process. After placing the trunk on blocks in the corner of the garage, we went about our business, and I took to the internet to do some research. That trunk was part of a pretty big living tree just a few days earlier, so the wood was completely green. In order to start working with it, I need to wait for the wood to dry out completely, and I wasn't sure how long that was supposed to take. After a bit more research, I found out that it would take nearly 4 years for the trunk to reach the point where I could actually start to do anything with it. I left it in the corner of the garage, slightly annoyed, with that amount of time seeming impossibly far away and wondering why I should even bother keeping it. Well, that was 4 years ago. Today, there's a gigantic, dry, ready-to-carve piece of wood in my garage. 3 years ago, in November of 2014, I wrote my first blog post here on Break the Twitch. Both of that post's readers seemed to enjoy it, I think. Today, thousands of people read articles on this site every week. In January of 2017, I started writing a 17,000-word book. It took me almost a year to do, despite many authors writing 60,000-word books in that time. My book is done. Have you ever thought back to something you started doing but burned out and decided to stop? A hobby you picked up but your expectations were too high, or you beat yourself up over not seeing much progress right away? Do you ever wonder where you might be if only you had kept going? I've wondered that enough times in my life that finally I decided I didn't want to wonder anymore. You can make the same decision for yourself as well. All you have to do is slow down and keep going. 1. Be kind to yourself. Breathe. Even if you've let something go for a few years, let yourself be okay with that. You're here now, and there's really nothing that shaming yourself will help you accomplish from here. Whether it's the process of decluttering your home, writing a blog, getting in shape, or saving for a trip, it's okay that you stopped, and it's perfectly fine to continue onward even if things seem worse off than when you started. 2, define success differently. Success isn't an amount of money you make, the number of likes a photo gets, or anything but how you feel about the things you do. It's perfectly natural to take breaks, have long pauses in life, as things tend to work in cycles. Perhaps success looks like pulling out the paintbrushes after 6 months of them being hidden in a drawer. That's for you to define. 3, let time help do the work for you. If something seems like it's going to take a long time, don't let that discourage you from taking action. If I had not bothered holding on to that giant tree trunk 4 years ago, I would not have a dried piece of wood in my garage today. If there's something you'd rather be doing, that's fine. But don't let the fact that something might take a long time discourage you from doing it to begin with. The time will pass whether we like it or not, and the time will come before we know it. It's worth getting started now and seeing what happens. Most of the time, we think in terms of days, months, and years. No matter where you are in life, if you're hearing this, you more than likely have many years to let small, frequent actions reward you with incredible results. There are very few circumstances where you should not start or pick something back up just because of the time it may take. A few years from now, what will you look back on and be glad that you kept doing? You just listened to the post titled Slow Down and Keep Going by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And thank you to my sponsor for today, Talkspace. Talkspace is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you had trouble making time for it in the past. If you can't imagine fitting anything else into your life, just try it. It's as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need to, like everyday challenges at work or home, or just chat about life. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to talkspace.com/old and use the code old to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's the code OLD and talkspace.com/OLD. And don't forget, you can hear Anthony narrate one of his own posts in episode 752. Definitely check that out to hear his voice. And visit him at breakthetwitch.com to check out his new book and read a lot more. I'll leave you there for today. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.